Divorce later in life comes with unique challenges, but also unique opportunities. Today, Mia Poppy shares how women can navigate gray divorce, reclaim confidence, and create the life they deserve.
Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
This week, we are fortunate enough to have Mia Poppy on our show again as a return guest. And we had a powerful conversation about gray divorce. Mia shared the unique challenges women face when divorcing later in life, including financial and emotional considerations, and how to approach this transition with strategy and empowerment. Welcome to this week's episode of Women Winning Divorce. I'm Heather Quick, owner and attorney at Florida Women's Law Group. Welcome back to the show, Mia. For those who missed Mia's previous episode, she's a highly sought-after matrimonial attorney. Mia Poppy has helped countless women navigate complex, high-stakes divorces with strategy, confidence, and grace. Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming increasingly common, gray divorce, as in the color gray, and exploring how women can protect themselves legally, financially, and emotionally when divorce happens later in life. Today, Mia and I will be discussing the unique challenges women face in gray divorce, how to approach emotional, financial, and legal considerations later in life, and strategies to reclaim confidence, independence, and purpose after divorce. Welcome, Mia.
Thank you so much, Heather, for having me here again. I love sitting and chatting with you about these divorce issues.
Yes. Well, me too. I love it. And it's, I think we agree on so many things, which of course, then we makes our conversation even better, right? But for our listeners here, and especially some of the ones who maybe haven't caught the last episode yet, would you just share a little bit about yourself and really how you got into family law and stay in family law?
Oh, wow. Thank you, Heather. So my name is Mia Poppy, and I am a mother, and I reside in New York State in Metro New York City. And I have a family law practice that I've had for 18 and a half years. Today, I represent women. 85% of my clients are women. About 15% are men. I began my career, my professional career, not as a divorce attorney, but as a banking executive. Citicorp recruited me right out of college, and I spent 22 years in banking and went to law school as a mature person, started my own law firm in Manhattan. My law firm is all female, female run, female managed. And, you know, it's been a great run, and it continues to be a great run. And I have the wonderful opportunity as a matrimonial attorney, a female, to discuss female impacting issues in divorce with people like yourself.
Well, thank you. And we are so glad to have you, and love your perspective on this too, as well, for women. So, why don't you share with us a little bit about your experience working with women navigating gray divorce, which I guess we should define it. What is it? Over 55, over 65?
Yeah. So gray divorce is a term that initially popped up in written literature in the early 80s. But gray divorce typically means divorce amongst the older or more mature cohorts. It's called cohorts, C-O-H-O-R-T-S, and it talks about the age ranges. So generally, when you have a divorce amongst persons 50 plus, that is considered a gray divorce. And it carries the nomenclature gray divorce because gray divorce has unique implications for the cohort or the population of people 50 plus.
Right, because it's different. Then, you know, one, oftentimes you have had that opportunity to accumulate more assets, but also there's, you know, less maybe working time. And so what is that going to look like? And, you know, in your experience, What do you think are some of the specific challenges, especially for women, when they're coming in and divorcing at that age?
So the challenges of a gray divorce, Heather, and I think many of your listeners will be surprised to hear this, is that the challenges are incredibly gender specific. The challenges that men face are very different from the challenges that women face. And, you know, a gray divorce is tough because you've been married generally to this person 20, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. and now you're going to forge on a whole new life, right? The challenge that faces both genders is now you have a limited time horizon to make up any money that you might need to make up, because the pot of gold that was going to finance two people all with shared expenses now has to finance two different pots of expenses, very individual pots. So the financial impact is very, very much similar. But when you run it out, it's mm-hmm. very different based on genders. And Heather, I think I have some news about gray divorce and how it affects women that's going to be a delightful surprise to partners. So number one, with gray divorce, statistics are very clear, Heather. 70% of gray divorce filings are done by women. Very different from divorce filings in the younger cohorts. Mm-hmm. Now, 70% are done by women, and the great majority of that 70% are filed by baby boomers. And so baby boomers, the age group of baby boomers, are from 61 to 81. So think about women 61 to 81, and then mm-hmm. I want to tell you a couple of interesting facts. So the baby boomers were the first of any Americans to experience divorce. The divorce revolution happened in the mm-hmm. early 80s. That's right at that age group. So yep. it's the first age group that at a large scale saw divorce. So what mm-hmm. does that mean? There is some level of normalization of divorce because it's the right. first cohort that saw their parents get divorced, right?
Yeah.
And then we have some social factors. You know, Oprah has been telling women literally for the last 40 years, live your best life.
Yeah.
So that's had a social impact because women have been told, live your best life, right? And then Oprah played it out for all of us on national TV. Oprah mm-hmm. played it out, how to love yourself when you're 50 pounds overweight, how to love yourself when you've starved yourself and you got into those size 5 jeans on national TV. We've yeah. all seen that. And then now, today, Heather, we have medical experts telling us that health is wealth. And guess who's healthier, men or women?
Women.
Right? So there are some parts of a gray divorce that favor women, which kind of helps explain why 70% of the filings mm-hmm. are women. Now, the other thing, and this is going to surprise a lot of people, you know, there is a wage gap between men and women. Wage gap has existed forever. It still exists.
Right.
Well, what happens with most gray divorces is almost all gray divorces are long-term marriages. Mm-hmm. And so in a divorce with these long-term marriages, assets are divided, what, Heather? 50-50.
50-50. That's right.
So for the first time in the lives of many women facing a gray divorce, two things are happening for the first time. They have their own money and they have the same money that a man has.
Right.
Yeah. So let's pause on that. Now, there are some negative impacts, and I don't mean to sound too metaphysical, but the negative impacts arise as a result of your gray divorce mindset.
Wow.
So there are some women that will go approach a gray divorce thinking, life is over. I no longer have to find yeah. somebody's socks every day. What will I do? I no longer have to find the car keys for somebody. What will I do? Now, there's a smile on my face, and I don't mean to make light of that, But there are some of us that our life is centered and grounded in taking care of these minuscule duties of our partner, right? And that can cause you to go into a big state of blueness. So it's mindset, because some people are going to say, what am I going to do now? And then they're going to be all of these women that are saying, for the first time, I'm not the mother to an adult who's older than me.
Yep.
Right? So,
it's great.
So there are those implications, and the implications are different depending on mindset.
And I think, you know, one of the things you pointed out, and we have both been in those conversations before, and, you know, in a consultation with a woman, and, you know, she knows, you know, well, he's got his retirement and he said that's his. And, you know, I'm like, guess what? It's yours. It's half yours. So, like, it's not even worth arguing about. Like, the law is still very clear. Faith, you know, and that's in folks that have been married the entire time. And I share with them, it's like, it's half yours. Like, that's not, that is not even something to litigate over, because the law is very clear. There is this unbelievable, like, awe for many of these women. They're like, what? Part of them sometimes, I am sure you'd experience this, like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so mad. But then another part of them is like, wow, you know, I didn't know that, right? Because, and we talked about this, you know, on our previous show, you know, some women live with these men and are just told these things all the time that really aren't true. So they don't really know the reality of how the law is going to affect them in the divorce. And it's really sometimes in those cases, and not in all of them, but in most of them, right? They've accumulated enough, and you can look at it and say, you're going to be okay. It's not, you know, you may not be bringing in six figures, but, you know, he's working hard. You guys have saved. Like, it's going to be okay. There's going to be enough. You're not going to be on the street. And that is a huge relief.
Heather, like, I'm listening and absorbing everything you're saying, and it is such a reality. The great majority of women that come into my office who, for many reasons, are filing for a divorce, it is an aha moment where, Mia, half that money is mine? Yes, my love. Wait, what about his pension? Okay, that too. That, like, you know, and I'm always a little surprised, because, you know, there are all of these, you know, this vernacular about, you know, cheaper to keep her and you're going to take half. But it's just noise in the air, because when women come into my office, they don't have that knowing. They just really don't, because they've heard for decades, my money, my money, my money. Mm-hmm. You're spending too much. You're spending too much. They really, you know, again, mindset. We'll talk about this all day long. But they really see that money as their husband's money. And, you know, they have been so trained to they, meaning us women, including us, we have been so trained to ignore soft labor, right? That scheduling of the orthodontist appointment, scheduling of the physical, calling the plumber, calling the electrician, staying at home half the day waiting for the refrigerator to be delivered. We have been so taught to minimize and disregard the soft labor. And I want your listeners, if you've been a stay-at-home mom, I want you to write down the word soft labor 100 times, because staying at home and running a household is heavy lifting.
Very much.
Just because you didn't get to deposit a paycheck every 2 weeks in a bank, soft labor is some of the hardest labor in the world, Heather.
It is. And it's, and not valued in our society, because the majority of it is done by women and as caregivers. So it's hard. I think exactly what you've said, because so many women have, they've just been used to hearing that. And it isn't, you know, it's rampant in the society, right? As far as the value of that, he has more value, he's out earning money, which he couldn't do and have a family if you weren't there doing all of that. But it's finally, like, in this situation, in a great divorce, we can finally equalize, right? And level the playing field. Say, all right, okay, you guys spent all this time together and we're going to split it down the middle. And you don't have to ask him for whatever that money is or to do what you want. Like, this is going to be for you. And it's such a empowering opportunity for someone. And I think for many, though, it's quite challenging. Let's talk about that. If they have never had that role, now all of a sudden they're 65 and they're like, okay, you know, what do you say to them, Mia, when they're like, Mia, like, what do I do? What do I do? I've never done this. I've never paid, you know, the bills. I've never invested money. I don't know.
I love this segue. Listen, you know, we have described all the great things for from a woman's perspective of gray divorce, right? Live your best life. You're going to be financially equalized with your former husband. All of these great things. You enjoy better health than your male colleagues. But listen, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. And now you're the boss of your own life. And that is challenging if you've never done it before. So let me just talk about some practical things, because you don't just get to say, I won, I got all of this money, blah, 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 I'm free, I'm not picking up the socks, I'm not blah, blah, blah. There is some real tactical challenges that are ahead with you in a gray divorce. So what do? Number one, you need to get clarity over your financial situation. Now, let me just tell you this. I'm very financially educated. I have a high, high level of financial acumen, and I rely on my trusted advisors. So when I say get clarity, I don't mean sit down at your kitchen table with a pencil and write down your bills, write down where you're going to move. I mean, really get somebody. If it's your girlfriend who's a CPA, get her. Get clarity. And I want to be amazingly clear. You cannot get financial clarity by yourself, right? Yeah. We're talking about funding your life for the rest of your life. We all know we're going to live longer. Medical doctors have told us that. Get clarity and don't do it at your kitchen table by yourself. It is now time to start using trusted advisors. Mia, what do you mean by a trusted advisor? I mean a financial planner, financial advisor, two very different things. A financial planner and a financial advisor are two very different things, right? Talk to a financial planner, talk to a financial advisor if your wealth is substantial, right? Also, start taking affirmative steps at financial literacy. How do you do that? The World Wide Web, there are so many seminars on financial literacy. Go on Instagram. Go anywhere. You're going to find courses on financial literacy. And I want to tell you, if you're in a gray divorce, it is your job to enroll in financial literacy classes. You must get financial clarity. That's thing number one. Thing number two, if you don't get a pot of gold with your divorce, be ready to, at 65, vocationally rehabilitate. Henry Ford invented the Model T when he was in his 60s. So please don't even entertain the thought that you cannot vocationally rehabilitate in your 60s. Consider it, seriously consider it. If you need to financially rehabilitate vocationally, do it. Don't be afraid. Do it, right? How are you going to do it? You're going to go to a community college. You're going to either get a degree or you're going to refresh your bachelor's degree that you got 45 years ago, right? But we are going to vocationally rehabilitate by becoming some level of students again, right? So you got that. Get financial clarity, vocationally rehabilitate. And third, create your new social network. Because listen, I got to tell you, even if you're 65, if you have a whole bunch of can't do friends and glass half empty friends, I'm telling you, listen to me, You got to break up with those friends.
Yeah.
You got to recreate a new social group. Yeah. How do I do that? Okay. Well, listen, just last week, I was introduced to a brand new social game called, I think it was called Canasta. I'd never heard of it before. There I was, Heather, in a room full of amazing, amazing middle-aged women and elderly women.
Yeah.
This game, I think it was called Canasta.
It is Canasta. It's been around forever. I don't know how to play it, but I've heard of it.
That's a way. Listen, guys, that's a way to create new social groups. Do that. Join these clubs that play
Target. That is so funny. Okay, I am going to interrupt you, but Mia, like, you just said that. I just went to my first Mahjong with a group of some women my age, much older, and it was just like, it was really cool. And they were all there, and there's like powerful social connections around their game. Like, that really don't cost anything. I mean, I guess, you know, they're like, this is worth 25 cents, but like, we're not being bet. But like, that is so true. Within these games, these networks are bridge. That's what my grandmother always played. But like, you can still learn it and like, learn to meet a whole bunch of new people.
All right. So Heather just gave us her real life example, right? My favorite, listen, and I just picked this up maybe 2 years ago. Go play pickleball.
That's huge. People love that. It's everywhere. Yeah.
It's everywhere. And the thing about pickleball is that while you're waiting for your game, you're standing on the sidelines socializing, chit-chatting, meeting strangers. Is that right, Heather? Because you wait between games, right?
I think this is so great that you added the social part, because frankly, in any divorce, that was what you need, but you're going to probably have a lot more time. And the older you are, right? Because the kids are gone. And, that's why I did the Mahjong. So I was like, I got to work on this brain and I got to keep my brain going and going. But also talking with people, meeting people, doing new things, it keeps our minds so active, which is also going to be healthier and you're going to live longer.
It's going to be healthier. So you guys have heard it. Get clarity, right? And get a professional to help you get clarity, right? Rely on these trusted financial advisors. Retool vocationally, recreate a social network. And now let me tell you the last one that's very hard for women.
Okay.
Very hard for women. Pay that money. Make that financial investment. We have gotten so used to sneaking in the bag with a pair of shoes. When somebody says, oh, Heather, what a beautiful dress. You go, oh, I got it from JCPenney's for $19. Pay the money. Because all the money that you pay, you're making a financial investment into yourself and into your happiness. Now, I got to go metaphysical. When you're making financial investments to yourself, the universe responds in kind. She must be valuable. Look at all of this cash she's kicking out on herself. She just paid for private, Mahjong lessons so that she could speed up on the game. She just paid for private pickleball lessons. Oh my gosh, she just wrote a $2,300 check to enroll in one semester of college. I'm telling you, women, pay the money to make investments. We have been so trained. Don't spend on yourself. Don't spend on yourself. I am telling you, go throw that $2,500 out of the window to take a week-long trip to Puerto Rico, because you're going to come back your better self. Make financial investments into yourself. And listen, if your new life is a life on a budget, this is what I want to tell you. If you take $2,500 out for this vacation and you really need that money, go make it back. We are still earners at 60, 65, 70, 75, and 80. It doesn't take any of us by surprise that Warren Buffett each day is making about $8 million a day. And what is Warren Buffett, about 88?
At least.
So listen, please take me seriously. If you need more money for the vacation money, for the pickleball lesson money, go make more money. Warren is somewhere in Omaha, Nebraska, making money right now as we speak. And if Warren can make money, you can make money, I can make money, Heather can make money. Make financial investments on yourself. Stop penny pitching on yourself. pay for that great life that you want to have.
And that's so true. And I think it goes to like the theme of a lot of what we talked about, but it's mindset and like, and knowing that you're worth it and you're valuable, but also you are worth investing in, to whether it's to learn a new game or to learn a skill. Maybe, you know, what you were talking about is like refreshing your education, learning some technical skills. Like, right, the speed of the technology is just rapid right now, but you can learn. I think that if, you know, as if we're always learning and challenging ourselves, the more we can learn.
Absolutely.
Because the more we can, the more you do, the more you can do. And as, you know, I think what many women, I would like to know your opinion, but I think as they're approaching this period of work, they're going to find they have a whole lot of time, right?
A whole lot of time. A
whole lot of time. Only taking care of themselves. Everything is the way they have organized it. And so now you got to fill that time.
And listen, filling that time is like having literally, this is not hyperbole. You have a blank canvas to paint out live, loud.
Yeah.
Just paint this new life, because you will have time. And I'm telling you, you're not going to spend that time on the couch, because you will age.
Terribly. Yes.
You will age terribly.
It's okay to read a book, but you need friends and you need social and exercise. Exercising your mind and body and spirit is so important.
So important. So important. So, you know, there you have it. The implications of gray divorce, and they're on the upside for women. But the thing that we're cautioning you all, there is a cost to being the boss, and get ready to pay the cost.
I really like that analogy because it's true. This is true. But because sometimes I think, right, that's what they've wanted or they think it, but then it becomes available and it's scary.
It is scary.
And they don't know how to do it. And I would bet that, you know, you guys help guide your clients. It's like you're going to guide them to the right people, so they're not going to get taken advantage of. But part of that is they've got to be a good consumer. We have to educate ourselves now, because now this is your money. And if you get that call and they say they're the IRS and wire me all this money, like, you need to hang up and call me as office and be like,
exactly,
I need an advisor, because this is like, I don't know. Are they coming to arrest me? Which they're not. They don't call you on the phone. But I think that's how too many people, they're too afraid to ask. And sometimes I think that happens with women. And they're too much time alone.
Too much time alone. And that ridiculous notion, and I hate to call any notions that people hold as ridiculous, but that ridiculous notion of, I don't want to sound stupid, or I don't want to ask a stupid question. That is a ridiculous notion.
That really is. Yeah.
Right.
Is.
Ask a million stupid questions, because that's how you get smart. That's the pathway.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, all of these things we've discussed, you know, for our listeners, if you're thinking about it, it may sound overwhelming, but it's really just one step at a time. And it's going to be a great opportunity to, you know, have your second, third act in life. And it's certainly not anybody specific, because I've heard it more than once over the years. But ladies, like, I've had clients come into my office and they're up there, like, definitely late 70s. I think I had one even in the 80s. And she was like, I am done. He is a miserable human being who is awful. And I am not going to die with him. I am not going to spend one more minute in this miserable existence. And, it, you know, and I fought her. It took her a long time to be able to, like, I'm doing it. But, you know, if you feel that way, please go talk to an attorney. The situation may be better than you realize financially.
Exactly. And you do need, you owe yourself a conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
You just owe, you know, there is a debt that we owe to ourselves, and that debt is to at least try.
Yeah. At least find out. Try. Like, what will that look like? So I agree. This has been such a great talk, because we both have met those women, and that's where I say, like, it is such a positive practice area, because you're taking control of your life, and you're not going to just let it just go along this path where you're unfulfilled, unhappy, and or miserable.
That's right.
You know? So Mia, before we go, our show is called Women Winning Divorce. And I have asked you this question again, but I'm going to ask you again. What does winning at life mean to you?
Oh, I love it. So winning in life means having my family, namely my children, respect and enjoy me, right? It means having a communities that believe if I say something that I'm going to do it. So having integrity amongst the communities that I navigate in. And then finally, and this is important, women, that I recognize the woman in the mirror, because too many years of the wrong relationship, you no longer recognize yourself. Heather, you've probably heard many women describe that, right? So the third thing is recognizing the woman in the mirror and loving and feeling amazingly proud of the woman in the mirror. That's winning for together.
Absolutely. Well, I agree with you. That is amazing. And lastly, Mia, where can our listeners find you for more information and resources?
Well, I would love to offer your listeners. So this is a copy of one of my books. It's called The Empowered Woman's Guide to Navigating Divorce.
And love it.
If any of your listeners, if they go to my Instagram, miapoppy.esq, and they DM me with Women Winning Divorce, Women Winning Divorce, and they include their email, my team will make sure that your listeners, Heather, get a complimentary copy of this amazing book that I wrote that gives 10 guidelines to navigating divorce as an empowered woman. Not a perfect woman, not a flawless woman, not a overly courageous woman, but in an empowered fashion.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. Listeners, please do. Please do take advantage of that. We have reached the end of our show today. Thank you so much, Mia Poppy, for joining us to share your expertise on gray divorce and navigating the emotional, financial, and legal challenges later in life. Your insights will help women listening feel empowered, informed, and ready to take control of their future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.